Welcome to the Unengage Agent. I'm Patricia and Tony, and we're here with Ryan Cecil with Homepage Realty from Kentucky and Indiana. How are you?
I am good. Thank you for having me.
Thanks for being here.
Thank you. So how did you get started using social media in your real estate business? What pushed you to start, or what hurdles did you face at first?
Kind of a funny story how I even got into real estate. So I started in 2020, I started my TikTok account, and I was working a corporate job at the time, and I ended up getting fired from my corporate job because of my TikTok account as it started to grow. So I sort of documented that journey on my TikTok, what I was doing, that I was going to real estate school. And once I got my license in February of 2021, people just kind of felt like they knew me and they liked me, and they started reaching out asking me to help them buy or sell their homes. And honestly, it was just me being myself on the internet, documenting my journey, talking about the process of getting my real estate license, and that sort of all paid off for me once I got my license.
It did, and it's through consistency too, right? So just showing up every day.
Yes.
I love that you said that. Just being your authentic self, number one, right? You know, that's really where it is. And then just the whole beginning of, starting of, and then having that over the community support, right, before you actually really get started. So I think that's fantastic.
Yeah, and the power of video. The power of video, just be able to make that connection with an audience, grow an audience that way.
Being my authentic self sometimes gets me in a little bit of trouble because I'm a little bit...
Yeah, but you're you.
I don't have a filter.
Right?
So I have to rein it in.
A little
bit. It is.
That's funny. So since you started in 2020, what tools and techniques would you say you use for your social media? Any specific apps you create your videos in? Or?
Yes, actually. So I do a lot of my educational content that I post on Instagram. I use Canva for that. Canva is a huge part of my business. And when it comes to video editing, I use captions and I use CapCut. I used to film directly in TikTok, and sometimes I still do, but I like the captions that can kind of jump out at you and include the emojis and things like that. So CapCut and captions are really good for
that
video editing. That's not super... It doesn't need a lot of...
Yeah, it's user-friendly. They're both pretty user-friendly.
It's easy. Yeah, very easy.
Yeah. I totally agree with that. And that with captions, you know, gives you more of those different fun captions too, right? All the different colors and fonts and all that.
Yes.
Do you ever use it for the teleprompter at all? Or...
I just recorded two videos.
Did you?
Using the teleprompter, literally 20 minutes
ago. Oh, my
ago.
Gosh. And how did
so
you?
I do use it for the teleprompter.
Very cool.
It was fine. Yeah. I mess up, and I'll just go edit it and cut it all out. Or I'll have my virtual assistant do it. We'll post it.
Perfect. Yeah, nice. Good. And have any of those tools made your life easier? Any, you know, AI tools that you may be using even, or?
I love ChatGPT. That is like, so I was actually, it wrote my script for me a few minutes ago.
Yeah.
So I use ChatGPT a lot in my business for like to help me with blog posts, and I always try to customize it and, you know, add my little
flair
into it so it doesn't just sound like a robot on the internet.
Definitely make it
now,
your own.
Have you used ChatGPT with Canva? Have you used the ChatGPT?
I have a little bit, not very much.
It's pretty...
Not very much. I haven't really kind of got into that yet.
Yeah, it's pretty neat what it can do, you know? Yeah.
That's awesome. I'll have to look further into it.
Yeah, we'll tag you on something, too.
Yes, please do.
So do you have any social media tip for new real estate agents, something that is, you know, to watch out for?
I always tell people to be yourself and to... just post, to get out there and post. And it's easy for me to say because I feel like I do well on video. But just be yourself. Talk about what's going on in your community. Post about your community. Tag your community. Tag your coffee shops, your car washes. Like anywhere that you're at in your community, tag those people so they'll potentially share your posts. But really just be out there, put yourself out there, share content, share educational content. That's kind of what got me going, and it's paid off well for me.
Great. And I think, you know, for quite a few, even for myself, just being in front of the camera, it's not the norm, right? I mean, not for some people, yes, some people, no. So I think it's just getting over that hump. But once you do and you put yourself out there, it definitely is great, you know? So, yeah. And I don't...
If you're like, even if you don't like it, I mean, people, even if you're a goofball, that. Like, yeah. You know... People want to see that, and they can relate to
that. Cold, hot mess express.
I mean, I call myself like the idiot on the internet, because yeah. That's kind of what I am sometimes. Mm-hmm. So mm-hmm.
I was going to show you my mug, but it's anyway. This is what I go by right here. The hot mess express.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
It's the real world. You know what I
yep,
mean?
I know
it's
that.
It's the real world.
It is. Yep. It is.
So well, yeah, well, thank you so much yeah. for your time. And appreciate you, and
yeah.
good luck on everything, and you know, we'll keep following each other, and love all your success. I can't talk success.
Yeah.
thank you
thank you so much. I appreciate you guys having me on.
Yes, have a good one. Thank you.